We're joined now on Radio Sports Page by Norwalk senior baseball player Vinny Morrow. Morrow is a pitcher and a shortstop for the Warriors, who will take an 18-17 record in Friday's sub-state opener at Des Moines Roosevelt. Vinny, welcome to Radio Sports Page.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. You're part of a pitching staff that leads Class 4A with a 2.19 earned run average and 329 strikeouts on the season as a team. We'll take a look at some of your individual stats. You're 2-4, 2.79 earned run average, one save, and most impressively, 80 strikeouts and just 10 walks in 52 and two-thirds innings. And your batting average is 288 and 15 RBIs, 7 doubles, and 1 triple. Vinny, I guess, how much fun has this senior year been for you so far, and how happy are you with your overall performance?
This year it's gone by so fast, you know, like from, you know, me playing basketball, you know, playing baseball, it's gone by so fast. But I've loved every part of it. And like the one thing that has made like this year like so fun, I guess, is like my coaches, you know, my teammates and just people like that. Like they're always putting like a smile like on my face and everything like that. So like it's been awesome. With like my overall like how I've been doing, like I've been doing all right. I feel like, you know, like I've been doing my best. I haven't been doing like bad by any means or anything like that, but like I've been doing average, you know, and I didn't really have I'm not really having the year I had last year, but you know, like we're winning the games, and that's all that matters. So I'm happy about that.
Okay. I guess what's been a key for you on the mound this season, getting those high strikeout numbers?
Like for me, like just kind of having like confidence up there, you know, just like confidence is like the number one thing for me. And, you know, like I feel like when you can locate, you know, all my four pitches I have, then like it's kind of it's hard for a team to hit the ball. So like the two things I would say is just like confidence, you know, and just locating like all your pitches. So and also keeping the hitters like off the balance and things like that. So.
Okay. I know as a team, you know, the pitching staff has been so good this season, putting up the numbers that you have. What makes the staff so tough, I guess? Do you guys kind of compete with and against one another just to kind of, if one guy has a big game, you want to go out there and do the same thing?
I mean, I guess you could say that, but like one thing I can say about like our pitching staff is everyone brings something new to like the table. Every day, you know, all of us like in our pitching staff, you know, have worked hard like in the off season and things like that. So you know, like, the only thing I could say is that like everyone brings something different, and that goes a long, long way. So
okay, the team is at times they struggled to score runs this year, but you know, you've still managed to win your share of games, and you're over 500 going into the district tournament. Do you feel like the team, is there still more to give? Like the best days are still ahead for this team offensively?
Yeah. I'll be honest, like, you know, like at times this year, like it's been hard, like for us, like to, you know, get the runners in and everything like that. But like I do have a very strong feeling, you know, when comes Friday, like our whole team is just going to get hot and we're going to make a run at this thing. And, you know, it's weird because like our whole lineup 1-9 has talent, you know, we just can't like find a way to give runs in, and that's something that we've been working on like all year long. So yeah, that's what I like to say about that. But
okay, and now your regular season finale on Tuesday was shortened by rain, so you didn't get to really complete that one, and you're going to have some time off now before Friday's sub-state game at Des Moines Roosevelt. So you're basically going to go a full week without having a game. Has that been you think that's going to be like a good mental and physical break for the team, or would you rather be out there playing a lot of games?
Yeah, like I think almost every, you know, Iowa high school baseball player can say this as well. We play a lot of games in a short amount of time. So I think, you know, like this 2-day break or whatever is just going to be like a nice, you know, like how you said, like it's going to be a nice physical and mental break. And, you know, we'll have like some practices, like we'll get like when to knock the rust off anything that needs to be knocked off, and we'll be ready to go for Friday. So
you guys are in a tough sub-state, obviously. Teams like Roosevelt, Des Moines Valley, in the West Des Moines Valley, Waukee Northwest, in the bracket. But what do you think your Warrior team is capable of getting done here if everything comes together in this postseason?
You know, I think our pitching staff is going to do our thing. You know, I think we're going to be fine in that area. It's just going to be if we can score runs or not. I think that's going to be the big thing. And I also believe that, like, every game that, you know, that we might play, it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a dogfight. So, you know, all I can really say is just I'm super pumped up for this. I can't wait to go out there and play.
Awesome. Before I let you go, Vinny, do you have any college baseball plans in your future?
Oh, yeah. So, so next fall, I'm going to go play baseball at the Des Moines area community college. So I'm going to play baseball at TMAC. I'm just going to go pitch there. So I'm looking forward to that, and it should be fun.
All right, Vinny. Well, we thank you for joining us today on Radio Sports Page here on KNIA. We wish your team the best of luck in this postseason run.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It means a lot. I appreciate it.